Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hillman, and it's very good to be back on the air. I'm glad that everything is fine at BBS Radio with the scare last week. Anyway, last week's guest, since we were not able to have Cindy Dale on, she has been rescheduled for July 10th, so look for her then. But tonight we have a return guest, one of our favorites, Christina Keene, is back on. She is a trans channel of the goddess Sophia. We are going to be talking about trusting your inner voice and showing your true self with all its beauty. Welcome, Christina, to the show.
Hi, great to be here.
Well, I had the wonderful pleasure of actually meeting you in person on a wonderful adventure in LA recently, and was really wonderful to meet you face-to-face and Sophia.
Yeah, it is so great, actually, to have that face-to-face time, exactly.
Yes, and during the meeting, you actually brought up Sophia, and she brought up the whole issue about trusting that inner voice, and really was telling me that I have trouble really showing it to the world, that I'm actually too humble. And she mentioned that we both have the same problem. How are you going about trying to get yourself out there?
Yeah, well, humbleness is one of the things that I have always had. It's not necessarily a shyness, it's just I think the world impresses me so often that I end up kind of sitting back and saying, wow, everyone is so amazing, and not necessarily always honoring that I have my own amazing skills to present to the world. So that's something Sophia has been pushing me on lately, to, you know, bring out that this is actually amazing work that I'm doing, and it's pretty cool, and it's okay to say that without feeling like I am on an ego trip. I think that's something I'm always concerned with. What is ego versus promoting yourself in an honest and real way?
Right, and that's something I really do, you know. In fact, during the conversation with you, I brought up, when is it really confidence and when is it ego?
Right.
And where is that line?
Right? It is a big question. Well, I think when ego comes in, I imagine it's about impressing someone else. And I've long ago learned that impressing someone else doesn't go very far. So, I mean, that's not necessarily where I'm at. I'm more about offering what I have and kind of putting it out there in the world and saying, hey, what do you think? And so I think it is that fine line of, you know, when do you imagine someone's being ego? And if someone would call me ego, would I agree with that, even though I am not necessarily trying to impress the world? So, I don't know. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. And yeah, you are very wonderful, and it's amazing work that you do. And
thank you.
I appreciate you very much, especially you're a great guest and you're a great person. So you and your husband, John, are just tremendous people, and it's really a blessing to have you in my life.
Oh, it's so great, and thank you. It's really fun to share Sophia with people out in the world, because we actually do that often. We like to bring Sophia out in a restaurant or out in public and to witness how she engages with people. So that's one of the things that John and I really enjoy, so it was so fun to share with you that experience.
Yeah, and you really did see the shift when you went into your trance. It was very interesting. The facial expressions were totally different, and you were very out there, where you're very, it's just a whole different energy.
Right, it is a whole different energy. I think that's one of the great things about being able to witness it. You definitely see that big shift, not only in my voice, but in the body, and just her eyes, her knowingness, how she looks at the world is very, very different than me. So it's very fun to share, so thank you.
It was a great experience.
Yeah.
So what is it that you think you're doing that, I mean, you're doing a lot of radio, you're doing a lot of different shows. Is there anything special that is coming up before you bring Sophia in that you really want to promote right now for you?
Yeah, well, thank you. Well, there's always all different events that we're doing, so that's always going to be listed on our website, christinasophia.com. We've been starting to work with a local bookstore around here called Many Paths, and we just recently did a workshop on getting to the heart of the matter, where Sophia is working with the anatomical heart, which was really, really fun. And then we have another workshop in July coming up. And then we're always doing things on air. So, I mean, the best place to check us out is ChristinaSophia.com. We're always promoting different specials. We've just put up that there's a $50 discount for anybody that wants to get to know Sophia on a one-on-one basis. I highly recommend personal sessions. You get to really kind of dive in there with Sophia in a new way. And it's funny, we've thrown out this money-back guarantee because I think people are really, at the beginning, really nervous about what is channeling. So John and I debated, you know, what would it be like if we said, okay, just try it out, and if it doesn't work for you, no worries, don't pay for the session. And it's been really great. We've had had a lot of local business people lately. A really wonderful businessman has come into the picture, and a whole bunch of new clients have come about in this idea of saying, come on, like, just try it out and see what happens. So I always recommend a personal session, and then we also have the series of CDs where kind of Sophia runs you through three different topic matters, and you get to really know her in that. So, yeah, I think that would be my recommendation. That would be my little promo there.
Well, as someone who has had a personal one-on-one a couple of times with Sophia, I really, truly do recommend it highly that you do it. It's a lot of fun, and you really do learn a little bit more about yourself that it can be very surprising. And also, I listen to the CDs quite often, so it's just good grounding, good basic information to really get in there and know what you're doing. So I do highly recommend all of the above.
Exactly. Well, it's about inner knowing, so I love topic of today. It's really, Sophia's all about how do you evoke your own inner knowing. So I think it's a great subject we're going to dive into. Or
yes,
she's going to dive into with you.
Yes. Are you ready to bring the goddess in?
Yeah. So just a little, you know, intro. It takes me, I just take a couple of breaths. And for me, it's like going into a meditative state, or it's kind of like I'm standing next to myself. So if someone hasn't heard the show before this, it's kind of like I'm hanging out next to me, kind of witnessing Sophia in the same way that you are. So it's all, I agree to it. It's not something that takes over me. It's all agreed to, and it's actually, it feels really good. In the end, I usually feel energized, sometimes tired, sometimes a little sweaty from all the energy, but it's really an interesting experience. So what you'll hear now is just me taking a couple deep breaths, and then you guys will get Sophia.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later. See ya.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Now, when the goddess Sophia comes in, you'll definitely know a different voice, and really it is an amazing experience to see it face-to-face. It was really an awesome, it was beautiful, cool, energetic, very alive energy from Sophia, seeing her face-to-face in the restaurant. And she was very present, very aware, and very there. And it was a lot of fun just to see, hello, Goddess Sophia.
Yes, hello, sister, yes, and it is exciting to be back again. Hello, friend, yes?
Yes, it's always awesome to have you here.
Oh,
and it was awesome to meet you face-to-face.
Oh, it was very fun to dance with that beautiful face of yours and to share with you wisdom that is accessible no matter where you are, yes? Even at a local restaurant, we can drop in and to pull forth wisdom in any moment. And really, that is the most exciting thing, that in all moments that we have access to what we would call ultimate wisdom, God, Goddess, or your own inner knowing. How exciting today we are diving into the subject matter, yes?
Yes. So where do you want to get started? This is kind of a in-depth, in a way, subject, but where do you suggest somebody start diving into their inner voice?
Ah, very exciting. Very good. Let us say that when we are younger, if we go back when you are, let's say, in grade school or moving into high school, I'm going to say that typically your inner voice speaks to you. So many young ones will say, when I grow up, yes, dot, 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 I would like to be. And there is usually some passion. Now, if you pay attention to when we're younger, you will be able to tell some of the ideas of our parents versus the idea of self. So what I am suggesting in terms of paying attention to inner voice is going back in your history and starting to see, when was I very forthcoming? When was I very adamant about being or doing something in my life? Does this make sense to you, sister?
Oh, very much so.
So when you were young, what did you chat about as terms of what you were going to do or be when you grew up? Do you remember?
Actually, it's being on the radio.
Being on the radio. Exactly, sister, yes. And what happens is we usually get the essence. Doesn't mean we always get the details. We will get the essence of what it is, and we will start to share it with the world. And what happens as we grow up, we start to be infused by thoughts of others. So we start to doubt that inner voice, or that inner voice gets, let us say, covered up by the other voices around us. So how many years did it take you to get to radio, sister, after knowing from a young age that you would do radio? What was that journey like for you?
I dabbled in a lot of different areas because I thought that was the way to go. And I really don't miss, I mean, it took me like 35 years
yes.
to actually get into the radio, but I also understand different aspects of the journey that I needed to do the graphic design and do the poetry and the writing and really appreciate all the arts to really do this show.
Yes.
So it all kind of was lined up for me to
yes.
really do this show.
Good. And that is what happens. We get the essence when we were young. And then what happens is energies that you have placed in front of you, whether it is your parents, whether it is your teachers, they pull you what would be considered at the time off track. But really nothing is off track. It is all leading you back to an original knowingness that unfolds even greater. So my suggestion in regards to hearing the inner voice, now I have many ways, but the first one is to go back and to remember what are the things you chatted about when you were really young. And how have that vision, that idea been put on hold? And let's imagine that putting on hold was to gather all of the adult skills, yes, all of the practical, all of the third dimensional, actually being on this planet, actually having to deal with so many energies coming at you left and right, that we gather the training in those in-between years until we have an awakening again, where we get reconnected to an original thought when we were young. That sounds familiar to you, yes?
Oh, very much so. Very much so.
Yes.
And I just started talking about being on the radio, yet, and I'm doing the research where I should be doing it, because there's so many places on the internet that I can do this, and they literally woke me up out of a meditation saying, stop talking about it, it's time for you to do it, call them now, and I did, and here I am, so.
Grand. How exciting. And in terms of everyone else that are listening and saying, well, maybe I don't have that clear of a path, I'm going to say if you go back to when you were young, and you might not get the memory right away, but if you really journey back and to open a space to say, let my 5-year-old to 15-year-old speak to me and remind me the things that were really passionate in my life, you will begin to see that there is a thread from the 5-year-old or the 15-year-old all the way till now that is about you hearing your inner knowingness in one way or the other. As adults, yes, we are very pulled in many directions. So usually how we hear an inner knowingness, an inner voice, is that we get it. We go, oh, my goodness, and then there's some piece of resistance. Do you know what I mean to that? There's
oh, yes.
I am really afraid of that, yeah?
Yes.
Yes.
Very much so. I was afraid to even talk in public, and now I'm on the radio internationally. It was very daunting and very, how can I do that?
Yes.
But
Good. And most people think that their inner voice is so clear that it says, go do A, B, C, and then we go do it easily. Yet our inner voice is going to challenge us to really look at the thing it's asking you to do and bring up all the resistance. So what I'm going to say is, when you hear something and say, oh my goodness, that is great, oh no, yes, that is your inner voice speaking. It is like having your foot on the gas pedal and on the brake at the same time, yes?
Yes.
Feeling
most
pulled.
Definitely.
Yes, in both directions. That is the beginning stages of saying, aha, yes? This is something that is about my soul's unfoldment. We have talked about life's purpose and replacing that idea with soul's unfoldment. This is about you paying attention to that inner voice and letting it lead you, even though you don't know where it's going, yes?
Yes. Now, my question to you is, okay, I listen to it, but it's that resistance and really trusting that somewhere inside I really know where I'm going. Yes. Do you have any suggestions really to trust it and embrace what's going on?
Yes, thank you for that. It is about trusting the resistance. It is about not trying to push past or ignore the resistance. It is saying, hello, resistance, yes? What do you have to share with me? What is it about you that is so important to me? For when we look at the hurdle or the block, then we are not, let us say, just trying to sail through the journey in a way that is not very third-dimensional, meaning the journey has many bumpy aspects of it. So instead of saying, well, Sophia, I really would love to trust 100%, I'm going to say back to you, that is a fifth-dimensional point of view. That's not realistic on your planet. Your planet is about doubt. And turning, instead of trying to run away from doubt, embracing doubt, saying hello to doubt, and making doubt a part of your journey. You see how that's a different way of looking at it?
Yes, most definitely.
Ah, so I will give an example that is very present today, if that is all right. So the channel herself, Christina, yes, has always been terrified of needles. Absolutely terrified of shots and doctor's needles. And out of nowhere, she booked an acupuncture experience. Yes, she just booked it and said, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know why I am going there. And today is the day that she actually had that experience. So she goes to the experience, says, oh my goodness, what am I doing here? She has the experience. It is interesting. And then begins to doubt it. She is having all different body responses, yet there is still a knowingness inside of her that said, you must have booked that appointment for a reason. If you are terrified of needles and booked an acupuncture, yes, session, it must be important. Yet her mind can figure it out. And it is not about figuring it out. It is about trusting the resistance, trusting the, oh my God, I am crazy. Do you see what I mean?
Yes. Very much so.
It's a really great example of us choosing to do things that are out of our realm and saying, why the heck am I doing it? It is typically because your soul is guiding you to go someplace. And just because you do the experience doesn't mean you get all of the information right away. It is usually weeks, months later where you receive, yes, the information that goes behind book that appointment, get your own radio show. We all want it to succinct. We all want it to align. And I say to you, you're not on the planet that is all about alignment. You're on a planet that's very about out of alignment, yes?
Yes.
So really, let's give ourselves time to bring that information forth. You may not understand it, but it's that version of saying, all right, I am all in resistance, hello resistance, and I am just going to keep on being with it and trust that my information will eventually unfold. It's about not being the kid in the candy store that wants immediate satisfaction. I'm sorry, everyone, your planet is not about immediate satisfaction, yes?
Bummer.
It is a bummer, yet it is one of the most exciting things to be on your planet, because when it does come, you get to understand all of the essence, all of the building blocks. So let us use the example of saying to me, Sophia, I would like to manifest a certain house. And let's imagine that we are on a fifth or sixth dimension point of view, that the moment you think it, you create it. Now, I'm going to say, yes, of course, that is lovely. You're jumping up and down right now, yes? Jennifer, woo, yes? Thank you, Sophia. Give me that brand new yummy house, yes?
Yes.
And I challenge you back to say, Jennifer, I bet that you're the type of person that really likes to pick out the flooring, really likes to pick out the tiles, really likes to choose the colors on the wall. And by manifesting it instantaneously, you miss out on all of that processing, all of those choices, all of those yummy morsels of manifesting from a snail point of view. Am I right?
Oh, most definitely.
That is why you are human, beloved. Yes, that is why you are on planet Earth, because you like the details, believe it or not, yes?
I enjoy doing it. In fact, in my home, I even put in the floor myself because I like to be really a part of my home.
Thank you very much. Am I making my point here? There is the evidence, yes?
I speak
on a floor and you manifested, you put down your own floor. So for all of the listening audience, I want to say, this is how I work with people. I don't tell you, yes, go do this, go do that, but I can prove myself in that I make references, yes, that are very true to your own life. What is the odds that I would say, yes, lay down your own floor? And you personally lay down your own floor. Maybe that is wisdom, yes?
Yeah.
Manifesting in your life, proving to you that maybe I am wisdom. And maybe it's not about me telling you. It is about you telling yourself and trusting in all of the doubts and all of the ups and downs along the way. How are we feeling about this journey so far?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Every day is a new adventure.
Good. And as we begin to frame our life as a grand adventure, that any challenge that comes our way is about, how do I figure this one out? How do I be present with this one? How do I jump over this hurdle today? That is when your inner voice gets stronger and stronger, when you are no longer wishing that there are no hurdles on the track race. I'm sorry, my friends, but we are all on a hurtling, yes, adventure. There are always going to be hurdles. And if we are trying to get rid of the hurdles, that is when our inner voice begins to diminish, because it's just not feasible given the planet you chose. You chose to come to planet Earth. Because planet Earth is about hurdles, is about the snail's pace, yes?
Yes, very much so.
And again,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, in terms of the rabbit and the hare, that story that everyone tells, yes? The hare or the, what is the other thing?
Tortoise.
The turtle, yes, the tortoise. Who crosses the finish line first, yes? It is the tortoise, it is the turtle, it is the one going slow that gets all of the grandeur at the end, yes?
Yes, and it's the pacing that helps him really collect all the wisdom along the way. It really is a wonderful story.
Exactly. Thank you very much for just allowing me to go there. What was your question, my friend?
No, actually, I was just going to let the audience know if they have questions that they can call in. And the number is 877-876-5227 if you're in the U.S. And if you're in Canada, it is 888-815-9756. It's always a wonderful thing. Now, I've noticed lately, now that I've gotten that childhood dream of being on the radio, that other childhood dreams are coming up. Like, I've always wanted to take dance, and now I'm taking ballroom dance and having a blast. And it's like my inner child is coming back around.
Yeah.
And it's making things a lot more enjoyable. And I feel like I'm really beginning, and I have to admit, having the conversation with you in Los Angeles in early May really just made me think, how can I really claim what I haven't yet?
Yeah.
And I started making a list of things that I haven't done that I've always wanted to do, that I, in a way, let other people's opinions of me hold me back. Now, can you suggest that a way of really understanding that that's their opinion and I need to really just burst through it, that's just one of the obstacles that, and the resistance that I have to deal with? Because I think Christina has dealt with that as well, bringing you into existence.
Yes,
the resistance of society with our unique calling.
Yes, very much so. And really the tool is the energetic bubble that I always share, which is saying all energies, all thoughts, all ideas that are not mine, get out, return to source. Because the moment you realize it's not yours, you can say, why am I carrying it? Why am I holding on to it like it's mine? And you can give it back, and what you will be left with is a resistance that's so minimal. Like your resistance to dance was really more about the freedom, and ballroom dancing has a beautiful aspect to it. One of the things we spoke about is beauty. And
yeah,
those that are ballroom dancers are very accustomed to people saying, aren't you beautiful? Don't you move in a beautiful way? Beauty, beauty, beauty. They are very accustomed with beauty. So the moment I pointed out that maybe beauty was a theme of yours, you looked and said, when have other people's energies around beauty got in my way? And without knowing it, you pushed them off of you and brought forth ballroom dancing, which really allows that playful kundalini, sometimes sensual energy, to come forth and allows you to feel the freedom of, I am beautiful in movement, I am beautiful in my body. Is that correct?
Yes, very much so.
Yes. So we start with the statement, all thoughts, all energies, not mine, get out. And the moment you do that, you will find that you have what many would consider crazy thoughts. So I love you are saying this for, let's say, Christina, the channel, has her very first appointment with a ballroom instructor tomorrow. So look at the similarities going on
yes.
here, yes? So out of that conversation, both of you decided to pursue ballroom dancing. How interesting, yes?
Very much so.
Ah, and we call that, again, evidence. That do you see how I work is not to lead you directly. It is to offer you indirect wisdom, which leads you to direct thyself, so that you can never say, well, Sophia did that for me, because you're the one that booked the appointment. You're the one that went there. It was not because Sophia said, go do ballroom dancing. Do you see what I am meaning here?
Yes, it's just very interesting the way it unfolded. I mean, I just said, okay, I need a new way of exercising.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I met someone who has been doing it competitively and
yeah.
said, well, they teach dance on Friday nights, and it's only $7, so why don't you come down? So I went and tried it out, and then I signed up on lessons. But I was open to that information, which I think makes a difference, and that's something that I think the audience needs to realize. They have to be open to those little clues that the universe gives you.
Exactly. And I'm going to very much share, sister, you are really honoring me in so many ways, for that is what I do with people. I sit and allow you to open yourself. Whether you believe that I am Sophia, wisdom, goddess, it does not matter. I sit with each individual and also with the collective and say to your soul, open. Open to yourself. And most people are not necessarily afraid of failure. They are actually afraid of their greatness. And what I do is say that your greatness is welcome. There is one being,
Sophia, and all of the guys around you that are very ready to be with your beauty, that are very ready to encourage you on the path of greatness. Now, just because humans may not always support us does not mean that we don't have guidance, that there aren't those that every time you take a step, yes, in that direction of the soul unfolding, there is a party going on, yes? Your guides are cheering, your guides are saying, here she goes, one more step, the ballroom journey, here we go. And sister, you can never truly understand what ballroom is opening up for you. You will years from now, yes? But for now, you have this version of, it's important. I'm not really sure why, but it's important, and that's enough. Yes, the universe likes to surprise you, you see?
Oh, most definitely. And it is surprising that it's, you know, it, you put it out there and then it just literally comes to you in, if you're open to it, because I have to admit there's been other opportunities that I didn't grab, that they were opportunities that I didn't grab, that I don't think I really got the message quite as fast as I should have or could have.
Well, there were just other energies influencing you at the time, yes? What I do is clear energies off of people. I really encourage you to say, excuse me, but shut up, yes? Shut up to all the beings that are not you. And people get very upset by me. You notice there are times that people do not necessarily call on the phone when I am on air, because people get stirred by hearing Goddess being so frank, so in your face of saying, be quiet, shh, to all of the outside energies. It's pretty controversial what I do. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes, I very much so.
Yes, the shut up actually goes a long way. Yes, we are trained to not say that, and I evoke that to bring forth what we would call your own ballsy nature. Ooh, excuse me for that, another sexual reference. Whoops, yes, but we are bringing forth that hardcoreness which says, my journey, my soul is worth it. This time is meant to be my time versus the time of everybody else. And that's what we're here to do, to listen to our own soul and take the actions of our own self versus all the other ideas of everyone else, yes?
Yes. But I got a question with that. When it interferes with somebody else unfolding and there's a conflict between both people really unfolding,
yes,
how does that work?
Well, let us say that there is only conflict when someone is trying to say that you know something more than somebody else, that your point of view is the right point of view. Yes?
Yes.
Conflict arises when we don't have room for both people's stories to sit on the table. So let's imagine we had someone calling in right now that is saying, Sophia, you are so rude that a spiritual being would never say, shut up. Yes? How I would respond to that is, brother, sister, I very much appreciate your point of view. It is welcome here that I honor that from your perspective, shut up is not appropriate language. And I thank you for sharing that. And I share with you that from where I sit, shut up goes a long way. Yes? Do you see that there is no conflict? Now, they may still believe they're in conflict because they are wanting to change my point of view. But I am not here to change their point of view. I welcome their statement that shut up is very disrespectful. I am not here to change it. I am here to allow them to bring forth that statement, because maybe that statement, when they say it over and over again, maybe it will shift. The more they bring it out of their body, the more they allow themselves to share their points of view. When you take your point of view out of your body and you see it in front of you, then you say, maybe this could shift a little. It is that most times we are not so clear about all of the things that we believe in. So when other people evoke our beliefs, we have the ability to look at our beliefs and to say, in our heart, in our body, do we really believe that? Does that make sense to you?
It makes perfect sense.
So when somebody is rallying you all up and you are all angry that they don't believe what you believe in, take a step back and say, why am I so upset? what is so important for me to make them believe my point of view. And a lot of times you will find that anger is yourself challenging yourself on your own point of view. It is you projecting onto yourself, do I really believe in that? Yes? It is you challenging yourself in the form of challenging another. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
Anger is usually something that you have not figured out or balanced in your own body. So anytime someone gets angry, they are actually revealing something about themselves. Ah, they are not completely at peace with the subject matter, whatever it is. Now, you will see people get all angry about war and President Bush, and you will see that they have not found their own knowingness of why the war is present, why President Bush is actually our leader right now. And the more and more you sit with these big subject matters, the more and more you will find some answers, and you will find that anger is no longer your point of view. When you can sit and look at images of the war and say statements like, I trust that this is collective consciousness unfolding right now. When you are not angry, you will find that that peace, war, is balanced in your own body. And then guess what? You vibrate peace out to the rest of the world because you are not angry about the war. You are in peace with that it is a unfoldment of the planet and you trust. And from that point of view, you shift the universe. You shift your own universe, and then you shift the world around you. Ah, how exciting, yes? Now, I know I make it sound easy. It's not all this easy, yes? But
well,
go ahead, yes?
Well, it does get challenging at times, and I have to admit there's times that I get angry at a situation, and I just kind of either write it down on a piece of paper so I can see what I'm angry at, literally, or try and ask within myself, okay, I'm angry, what is the point of being angry?
And exactly.
What aren't I seeing? And try and see a different point of view within
exactly.
the issue.
And anger is a valuable expression. It says to us there is something stirred up in our field and gives us the opportunity to be present with it. So many people are ashamed of anger, and I say there is nothing to be ashamed of. There is only an aspect of yourself to look at, to ask the question, what does this mean? What is the greater purpose of this anger? What am I trying to balance in my life right now? For there is nothing in this planet at all that, let us say, is an ultimate sin. There is no such thing. You are here to allow scenarios to unfold for you to balance them and to find peace with both poles, the right, the left, the up, the down, the dark, the light. Yes?
Yes, very much so. Now, a question on the resistance.
Okay.
Now, I know things are unfolding, and I am a fire sign, so I'm one of those really impatient things that I want to figure something out, and I'm feeling the resistance, and yet if I get so wound up by it, I literally have to walk away because I can't deal with it. Is
yeah.
that a wrong approach to this?
I'm going to start with there's no such thing as wrong or right, yet I'm going to say that your walking away is your way to bring distance. And when we have distance from something, we get greater clarity. Your wound up is, in some ways, forcing the timing, wanting it to go quicker, and not actually seeing the nuances. You're just missing the nuances that are present. You are as quick as you desire to be. You just want to be more than the energizer bunny, yes, which would fry the circuit, sister. You would like to be something that actually is harmful to you. So your walking away gives you distance. So can we honor your walking away? You're not combusting, yes? So fire energies are ones that have the real potential to combust because they like to vibrate quicker than is naturally, let us say, in peace or in union with your body. Yes, you like to vibrate quicker than your body can actually sustain.
Yes.
Yes. So can you say thank you to your walking away? You still have a head. Yes. You did not actually catch on fire, thank goodness. Yes?
No, that would be messy. So if somebody has a situation that they are angry and they hold in that anger, can that cause the emotional stress, emotional illness, or physical illness?
Yes, that is exactly what dis-ease is the not being in ease in some aspect of your life, shoving it down, putting it inside of the body. So let's actually talk about people are very afraid of anger, afraid of experiences, thinking they are going to overwhelm them or be too much. So everyone, I'm going to suggest we buckle our seatbelt right now because I'm going to give you a great key to the universe. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Here is the key. When something feels like it is overtaking you or greater than you, your anger is beyond what you can manage. So you want to smash, yes, let us say a car, yes, when it is beyond what you feel you can manage, that means it's not yours. I'll say that again. When emotion, so let's say despair, when you feel you want to jump off of a bridge, yes, most times when something is overboard, it means it's not completely yours. You're usually picking up a collective of despair not expressed, anger not expressed. You are picking up on collective energy that usually doesn't express itself, and you are becoming the channel of that. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
So when you find yourself getting into that energy, the first thing we say, all energy is not mine. Get out. All anger, not mine. Go away. Return to source. And you will notice that your anger usually has purpose. That when you scream and then sit down and say, oh man, that felt good, that is your anger. When you scream and you are in shame, usually you have expressed a collective anger, anger that is yours and the person in front of you and the person behind you and the person to the right and the left. You have expressed an energy that was not yours to express. That's why you're shameful, because you realize, I brought forth something that was not mine, therefore the intensity was larger than what I would have given to it. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
This is very exciting to everyone. So
yes.
When you feel something that is overwhelming you, I am going to say, Reti, here is the number, about 70 to 80%, I will use the number 75% of the time, it's not all yours. Now, of course, there are always going to be the cases of those that are depression, that are sinking into their own depression, but it's very, very rare that anyone would move to the end of a bridge, to the edge, would pick up a gun. Any of the violence that you see on your planet is usually collective energy expressed or channeled through one being. Whoa, that's pretty intense, yes?
Yes, it is. It's very intense.
So now we can start to look at murderers, those that commit suicide, those that create terrible acts. We can begin to say, maybe they were bringing through them more than just their own personality.
Well, I would say that sounds pretty correct.
Yes.
Especially in a war situation.
Yeah.
If they have to, say, kill somebody that they know they really don't want to, but yet they're forced to, I think just them doing it is kind of expressing a lot of people's fear in that person.
Exactly.
Am I getting that correctly?
Exactly. That war is a bigger expression of the collective energy of fear on your planet. So your soldiers, my goodness, they are little channels in some ways. They are bringing through and killing or trying to snuff out or get rid of the fear that we have of another culture, another race, that we have of an idea that someone may hold. Now, you may say to me, well, Sophia, they started it. Well, I understand that. Yes, I understand that there are beings that get very upset and want their point of view to be the collective point of view. Yet there are other ways to be with those beings than being forceful back. And that is a whole big discussion on war, yes? That is a whole nother hour time we will spend together. But you are very correct in your assessment that they are bringing through collective fear.
Now, when you just need to clear it to really release all the collective energy is basically the best way of doing this.
Yes, from a personal point of view, and in terms of a collective, so from a personal point of view, if you start feeling deep despair, anything that feels a lot, if you would say on a scale of 1 to 10, if it's beyond a 7, if it starts getting to an 8 or 9 or a 10, I am going to suggest that that is collective energy, that your body always is going to give you things that are your own from a scale to 1 to 7. It's not meant, your body does not want to burn you out. Your body is not looking for extreme versions of rage, yes? Your body is always looking to get your attention in ways that are not harmful. So if we are engaging in harmful activities, there are usually a collective energy behind it. So the first thing we do is say, all thoughts, not my own, return to source. That's an individual point of view. Now,
right.
When we are speaking of a collective point of view, the more you can find peace in direct relationship to something out of balance, you are actually offering a vibrational frequency that is altering the scale. So let's say the scale is tipped into total fear. Yeah? So we are watching war on television. We are watching a program where it is chronicling a father that killed their wife, and we are getting into this energy. Oh, this is so terrible. We are in this despair. We are adding to the energy of despair. We are tipping that scale more and more in that direction versus let us see the same news event. Let us put that news event on mute. Let us play some classical music in the background and say to those beings we are seeing, I trust you. I trust that you are collectively representing an idea on the planet right now, and I honor you and I thank you for your experience of violence, for violence is a collective experience right now. I honor you. And in that honor, you tip the scale because you are honoring it, and most people are in despair, most people are rolling their eyes, more violence, oh my God, because you are doing something dramatically different than the collective, you actually tip the scale, not just with one person, but almost with one person, you start to bring it almost to equilibrium. Now, if you have 2, 3, 4 people, you can balance out that scale and you begin to, not necessarily negate, but you begin to bring that experience into peace. So another man chooses not to murder his wife because he finds that balance which does not bring the rage against an let us say, balanced energy of understanding the feminine right now.
And that's very important right now because a lot of people are trying to find that balance, especially in today's economy.
Yes, and thank you for bringing up the economy. The more we hear the economy, yes, oh, it's so declining, we're so much in trouble, the more you are buying into the collective, yes? Let's see if we can add classical music behind all of that and find the energy of trust. The moment you do that, you start to bring the scale in the other direction. Now, it takes some trust, it takes some faith, but I really challenge everyone, don't just take my word for it, try it out and see what happens. See if the next day you don't have a little more experience of abundance. Oh my God! Someone says to me, Sophie, I tried that exercise and the next day some random person handed me a $5 bill. I say, aha, there is your own proof that maybe the economy is not as terrible as we believe, since someone just freely handed you a $5 bill. Now, it all seems silly, but it all adds up. Eventually, when you practice it more and more, that $5 bill becomes $50 bill, then becomes $500 bill, and before you know it, you are having the opposite experience of the collective, and then you know, aha, Sophia, I am much closer to mastery. How exciting, yes?
Yes. In fact, it reminds me of a story that in the 70s, when the economy took a giant dip, a small town, actually put on the outskirts of town, the major highway going in, they had a sign saying, "We have decided not to participate in the recession." Yeah. And they had some of the greatest abundance and prosperity in that town that just blew everybody away. They could not understand why this town was booming when everybody else wasn't.
Yes, because it was more than one person.
Now, yes.
One person can do a lot. I really promise you, all by yourself, you can do a lot. Yet if you have a friend, if you have a partner, if you have anyone that you can share this idea with, let's watch the news, play classical music, and say, I trust in abundance right now. The moment we gather more than one, we become a powerful force. One is always great, but when we start to gather others in like minds, in like trust, we really create a great force, yes?
Most definitely. And our time, believe it or not, is coming to a close now, so I do want to thank you, Goddess Sophia. You are always welcome on the show.
Thank you. It has been lovely. Yes, it has been lovely, and you bring forth such powerful questions, and I really trust in our time together. When we have time, it allows us to unfold some powerful pieces of wisdom that people can really take and practice today, right now, yes?
Yes, very much so, and I do want to remind the listeners to check out ChristinaSophia.com. There's a lot of information. You can get a one-on-one session with Sophia, and I do highly recommend it. And is there anything else, Sophia, that you wish to say before saying goodnight?
I just honor everyone. I thank everyone for just starting to trust themselves just by listening tonight. You are opening yourself up to trust. Thank you, Goddess, yes?
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you,
and
my friend. Namaste.
And this is Jennifer Hellman saying, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and inspirations. Until next week, many blessings and good night.